All right, Carol, hit that button.
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Or puppy monkey baby. Or puppy monkey baby. No, nothing. Nothing is good for puppy monkey baby. Or vice versa. Puppy monkey baby is not good for anything. The Geekery Podcast,
featuring Matt Starnslord, hello.
Carol the Cat,
hi.
The Giddy Geeker,
what?
And Tiffany the Technician.
Hi.
Oh dear. One of those guys, right?
And now, damn right they shot first. The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Episode 64!
Yes, go. And we have members of the Queen City Harry Potter Alliance Quidditch team. But before we let you relax for just one moment, we're going to go right to the rapid fire response round. I'm about to ask you a series of questions where you can answer with a single word or phrase. If you do not come with an answer in a short amount of time, we will answer for you. Usually involves stripper poles. So please answer as quickly as you can. And we'll go back and forth. So I'll start with you, Morgan. What actor should play you in a movie about your life?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Nello, who's your favorite good guy?
Ooh, I guess Charles Xavier.
Who's your favorite bad guy?
Magneto.
All right. Morgan, who is your favorite Superman actor?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah. Say Henry Cavill or Tiffany will hurt you.
Yeah. Well. That guy, right?
That guy, sure. Yeah.
Okay, what is your primary fandom?
X-Men.
Okay. Planes, trains, or automobiles?
The movie.
That was a first.
Okay. Best answer on that one ever.
What job would you like to try?
Ooh, a goat farmer.
Ooh.
That's a serious thing.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Batman or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Okay, what did you have for dinner last night?
Yesterday, I had curry and beans and rice.
Ooh. Good. What's your guilty pleasure?
That's a hard question.
Stripper pole. Vanilla, who would you want as your best friend? Samwise, Watson, Bones, or Chewbacca?
Sam. That's
okay. Who scares you?
Magneto.
Okay. What is your favorite Saturday morning cartoon?
I guess it was that Watchmen series, but that was a little bit wonky. But it was that or Pokemon. I don't obviously don't watch anymore.
And stripper poles. Okay, yes. So you're trapped on a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger. What book would you preload on there, Morgan?
The Lord of the Rings.
And
Noah.
Can it be comic books?
Yes.
Probably the Saga series.
Okay, ooh. That is a book, not a series.
Oh,
but
well,
thanks for playing.
They come in a
compendium,
draft novel,
paperback, digital form.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
that's a valid answer.
What album?
30 Seconds to Mars, some album of theirs.
Zonoscope by Cut Copy.
All right. What movie?
X-Men First Class.
Okay. Return of the King.
Okay, and what game that you can play on a solar tablet?
Ooh. Something lame, like logic puzzles or something, just to keep my mind busy.
Yeah, I don't play computer games, tablet games, so I have no idea.
Solitaire! All right, that is it. You have survived the rapid fire response round. You can breathe now and tell us who you are and what you're doing here.
Okay, I'm Nilla Cannon. I just graduated from undergrad in this past May, so about a year ago. And right now, I'm pursuing my master's in speech therapy.
Thank you. Losing it
already, cutting off. And so I'm sort of in limbo right now because I'm applying, waiting to hear back. And I'm shadowing with a speech therapist now in Huntersville.
And what are you doing here?
Oh, here! I am here to promote the Queen City Harry Potter Alliance, which is Morgan and I and Josie, who's not here.
Josie, you suck. Anyway. Oh. No, we love you, Josie. It's close to Joey. Go ahead.
But we just started this past January, and it's basically a volunteer organization globally for people who are fans of Harry Potter and any other fandoms, who are inspired by their favorite heroes and other literary works to do good in the world and volunteer work.
So it is a global organization that's been in existence for a while, but we started the Charlotte chapter of it.
Yay!
And so, yeah, it's cool. Like basically people that are inspired by any sort of fandom. Oh. Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, like, you love it, you get excited, and then you're like, I'm going to go out in the world and, like, be a superhero, but you don't have superpowers, which is really disappointing. So we're like, how can we still make the world a better place? So it's, like, volunteer work and community service. But we have campaigns that are themed around different sci-fi fantasy series. Okay.
Have you had anybody that's joined that's been inspired by the OC?
No.
How about the Gilmore Girls?
Not that we know.
That can be your niche.
Yeah. This is what you can bring to the table. Henry Cavill. She looks good in the name of the bare-chested Superman.
So,
Harry Potter, which houses are you?
I think I recently discovered that I'm Ravenclaw. I was like borderline Ravenclaw Hufflepuff, but I think I've decided with Ravenclaw. So.
I'm Gryffindor. Sometimes people think I'm Ravenclaw, but I'm Gryffindor.
Hufflepuff rules. Just saying, Hufflepuff rules.
I do agree with that, by the way.
I think they all roll. Except Slytherin.
Yeah, I'm Gryffindor.
I took a quiz, I got Slytherin.
I would totally buy that, yes. How about you?
Xavier School of the Gifted.
Yeah.
I'm the gifted young Ulsters.
So tell me about some of the, when did you get started? When do you guys meet? When are you meeting next? What are your goals? And do you play Quidditch?
Well, we had our first meeting with just the co-founders in January, beginning of January, and we had our first sort of chapter meeting with like initial members. We had about like 4 or 5 extra people like 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, and we'll have our first like massive compared to the first one, our first interest meeting this coming weekend.
That's gonna be Saturday at the Last Word Used Bookstore.
Okay, cool.
At 5 p.m.
so
February 13th.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you have love in your heart but maybe not somebody to do with that with, go to Last Word and do good. Is that
exactly
what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are some of your plans? What are some of your charity event things besides the Geek Gala that you're going to focus
on? Yeah. Well, we have a few things lined up for the few coming months. And primarily right now we're aligned with Time Out Youth, which is an organization that deals with kids, like LGBT youth, who don't have the best home situations.
Right.
So they spend a lot of time after school or weekends there. And they have a lot of awesome resources and counseling services and just they have like a computer lab to do work and homework, and they have games and video games, and just to keep busy and have a safe place. They do dinners and stuff, so it's like a really amazing source for those people to go to. So
we, some of the events that we do is like we host dinners, and we'll go in and like we'll serve dinner, like make a meal, serve it to them. Sometimes we do themed ones, like that's in the plan. We have this plan, so we're gonna do like a Harry Potter themed night where we dress up, bring in some cool food, like maybe we can like make Hogwarts cookies. That's our ideas. We're still coming up with all that. But yeah, and then also helping with different events that they already have planned, like volunteering with their charity donations and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then we also have the Accio Books campaign, which is a global Harry Potter Alliance campaign, and it is in April and May. And you basically just, it's a giant book fundraiser. Book donation raiser, I don't know what you call it, where you collect lots of books.
Book drive.
Yeah. And you give it to different, like, local organizations that could use them, like libraries, retirement homes, advocacy centers, anything like that.
Bookstores. Yeah.
Yeah. And
but this would mean giving your books away.
Yeah, but you
true. You do that every year, Carol.
It's not just us. Like, we go out.
Then you get more.
That's true.
That's what it really is.
It's
no.
really just a rotation of the stock, okay?
Yeah. True. And they go they go to people that don't have books.
Right.
So. You know.
But I won't give any of my hobbits away.
You don't have to give
No one's
away.
Asking you to give hobbits away.
Or Martin
Freeman.
No. Well,
I
wish I had him.
So do you guys play Quidditch at all?
I've never played Quidditch. I have a really close
friend. I totally
thought
you were Quidditch, too.
Yeah. We noticed.
We were younger, play hide-and-go-seek tag on rollerblades, on broomsticks, on ice. Oh, were there broomsticks? Probably. I don't know. I don't remember.
Probably.
On ice, though. That's the important thing.
Well, no, I was watching the Quidditch tournament from Rock Hill last year, their teaser trailer. They do. They run around with brooms and yeah. sticks yeah. in between yeah. their yeah. legs.
Oh, the same we did that in our driveway when we were little. But,
yeah, I got in trouble for... She broke her arm because I told her to rollerblade on the ice. Don't try that.
Oh, wow.
But anyway,
it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I envision you both coming in for practice to the podcast. Like, woo, we're exhausted, but we'll do this, I guess. All right.
But I have a really close friend at Chapel Hill, and she's really into the college Quidditch stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So she competes nationally. I think she's there now. She graduated, and she still is allowed to compete as an alumnus. Mm. So that's really...
like, nobody else is on the team.
But she's obsessed with it. She's really, really competitive about it. And
they do have organized teams.
Yeah, they do have, like, an organized
team. Are there any, like, performance-enhancing spells being used there? Or...
Probably. Let's be real.
Is there a fantasy league for the fantasy? I want... What's his name? Victor Crumb.
Victor Crumb.
Oh, yes. Awesome. I love him. Good choice.
I'd take Cedric Diggory, but he's dead.
Well, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You know?
He's
supposed to be dead. I'd take Cedric Diggory, too. You know?
Yeah.
Frankly, I'd take Ginny Weasley, because she's the only one of them that performed professionally at the Quidditch team, so...
Yeah. I see myself more as a bludger.
You see yourself as a ball?
No,
the
beater.
Yeah.
The beater. With the blood being of the thing.
Okay, so Quidditch. Learn Quidditch.
Yeah. I've always wanted to be a broomstick. Perhaps.
I want to be written around.
She just wants to be the broom.
You can't see the hand motions,
no,
but I'm trying
it's
to internalize.
Audio podcast.
It's not me.
Our video feed is out.
It's always out.
Yeah. We're too cheap.
It'll be right if you would, you know, get the hamster to run faster.
That's
the audio
true.
Video. So, do you plan regular meetings, or is this? I know the first one is this Saturday.
Yeah. I think for now we're doing every 2 weeks. But I think once we get a good following going, we're planning, we have 3 leaders, so we're planning on doing maybe once every 3 weeks, and then each one of us will rotate leading a meeting, and that person needs to be
there. We do it once every week.
Oh, once every week. Is that what we decided?
Like,
I'm not sure.
If we get more people, the idea is we could have it once a week, but each of us would rotate
right,
being
okay.
there, so for us, you wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Oh,
see,
gotcha.
They're just as bad as I am. They don't know how to talk either.
Can we get a firm commitment for daily meetings? That's what we need walking out of this podcast.
So we're still waiting. We're waiting to see with everyone's schedule, because right now we do weekends, and it seems to be working for the people that are there, obviously. But I'm sure we've run into a few people that say we would like to go, but we can't do Saturdays. So we're trying to, like, figure out a schedule that'll work for everyone. But and then of course we have the events that'll come up. Our first one is in March, which is with the Time Out Youth.
The dinner.
Yeah. And then we have a lot more that are kind of on the schedule that are still up in the air for dates and organization and everything.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
it should be really
so
good.
Can anyone just show up at the meeting, or do you have to pre-register?
Anyone can show up at the meeting. It's free to join. If you want to go to one of the events, we ask that you come to a meeting first, just so we get to know you and, like, make sure that everything's good.
Yeah.
And
like, invite some creepy dudes.
Right.
The
let's not do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I think that's a good call there.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing though what people don't seem to understand though, like outside people, as you start to do these kind of things, it's like, you're dealing with people who are already at risk for whatever situation. Mm-hmm. You can't just bring somebody in, and people don't get that.
Yeah.
I know when I started the Charlotte Geeks, people would be like, I want to be an assistant organizer. And I'm like, that's great. Can you come to a meeting first? So, like, I can meet you. And, you know, in the beginning, I was just, like, taking help wherever I could get it. And some of the people would be like, oh, yeah, we'll set up meetings. And then they wouldn't go to their own meetings. And so people are wandering around going, geeks? I'm looking for the Charlotte Geeks. And I'm like, don't do that to my reputation. I worked hard and I paid a lot for this. Let's keep it going. So it was good. But look where you are now.
I know. Now 2,500 members. Yay.
Wow. That's awesome.
Well, more than that, but 2,500 on Meetup, and then
15
something hundred on Facebook, and then a couple hundred on Twitter. And they don't all sync. They overlap. So, but it's awesome. We love it. We're thankful. And then the podcast.
Yay.
Where we have listeners in Brazil. We don't know why, but we do. So
they show up at a meetup, I'll be like, that was you.
I don't know, some poor lonely little geek in Brazil.
Yeah. He's like, they're my people. They're just there.
You can be their only friend.
Yeah. We have a fireplace. We can start the flu network, so. So you we go need first. To add. We need- Thanks, Tiff, for your love and support.
You're welcome.
So tell us so how people can find you on the interwebs.
Well, I guess primarily we have the Facebook page up, and that's where we put all our events, and,
Have you invited me to like that? I don't think you have.
I'm not sure I have. I just accepted your friend request today, so...
Give her a second. Breathe. She has to be on the podcast.
I'm
a little
bit behind on things, so I will get on that.
For...
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Gonna have a giddy geeker popping in.
Yeah, that's the Queen City Harry Potter Alliance. If you just type that in on Facebook, you should find us. And then same thing as if you go to the actual Harry Potter Alliance website, like the Harry Potter Alliance website, they will have a chapter section. So like you would type in North Carolina, Charlotte, and you'd find our chapter that way. Right. And then we have a Twitter.
What's your Twitter?
Queen City HPA.
So you type out Queen City.
Yeah.
You can type in all kind of characters on the computer.
That's pretty easy.
So there's nothing about Quidditch in the name.
No.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Yes, I totally failed.
It's okay.
No, I was like, what are the names of the Quidditch group that's coming? And again, I was like, they're going to come in with broomsticks and covered in mud. And be like, we're so tired. We're going to do this podcast.
Just why in their game.
I'm like, they're showered. They're dressed nicely.
See, no, if we could get the Quidditch team and the Charlotte Roller Derby girls to get together at a Harry Potter Alliance.
That would be
oh my god.
Imagine,
I think the
like,
universe would just
skating?
Implode.
No ice. No ice.
Thank you. Safety measure.
Yeah.
We should have had you when I was younger.
No, I was just as bad. But yeah, no, I think that would be an interesting matchup.
We could try to do that.
So it's this Friday, which if you're listening to the podcast, that would be February 13th, the Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh. What did I say?
Friday
is the 12th.
You had
Saturday.
It right earlier, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
So say it one more time. This Saturday,
February 13th, at what time at last word?
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have like a 2-hour window so people can stop by whenever or leave whenever at their convenience.
So if you have Valentine's Day plans afterwards, you can just go there
on the way. And incidentally, the last word is a wonderful bookstore.
Yes. Have you been to their new location?
I haven't been to the new location.
It's a lot larger. It's crazy. And they're still under a lot of construction. I'm their spokesperson, apparently. But it's still awesome. And they have a really nice little like meeting area in the front where it's like basically built for groups to meet and stuff. But it's just awesome. I'm really excited to...
Yeah, I remember when they first started up. That's where I got my Nichelle Nichols autobiography.
Ooh.
Yeah. So,
who is that?
You fail.
That look.
She's Lieutenant Uhura from the original Star Trek.
Oh.
And she's the woman that I got the picture with in September.
Yes.
It's really cool.
The geek fail. Once again.
Total geek fail. If you're listening to the podcast.
I keep it fresh. I remind the people who listen in Brazil and don't know
right
who that is.
You can
who it is.
The Brazilian guy might be listening for the OC and the Gilmore Girls scoop.
I think that there probably is a fan out there that's like, I love Henry Cavill. I love the Gilmore Girls. I love the OC. I loved Gossip Girl. Tiffany's my woman. So.
Yes, but they haven't sent you the pearls and sweater set that you requested.
I know.
Or the phone number for Henry Cavill. Do you guys know Cheap anybody fuckers. Who knows Henry Cavill? No, you didn't even know who
I don't know. I still know him. Yes.
Every person she has to ask them. How about Morgan?
Freeman.
No. Okay. Martin Freeman.
I was like, Morgan Freeman, that's random.
That's
awesome,
okay.
But random.
Every time I go, like, when teachers read out my name, like, every year at least one of them would read out Morgan Freeman instead of Morgan Feldman.
Oh, no.
And I would be like, that's me, because I just knew. And, like, everyone in the class would crack up.
I have to admit that's where I was going when I was typing up the list. Oh, yeah. But then I also was like, Corey Feldman. What is this related to Corey Feldman?
Not that I know of. Then, so probably. Okay, all right. So.
You notice we had to pause and ask, because, you know.
I think I'm 12-year-old. I go to those stupid places. Okay. Yeah. All right, so one more time. Where can we find you on the webs? Real quick.
Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
And Twitter.
And Twitter.
Queen City Harry Potter Alliance.
Yes. Yes.
Or Queen City HPA for Twitter.
Yes. Sweet.
Or you can go to our podcast and we will link you up.
That's easier, yeah. But anyway, you want to do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it
better.
Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com.
What he said.
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Pilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.